always people that stand out in my mind is people like Mike Rafter and David Sorrell, for instance, people like that. Mike Rafter, we're still reasonably good friends type of thing. But us three actually travelled in the same ambulance to Gloucester Hospital.
Oh, how did that come about?
It's the Bristol game at King's Own, the longest game that ever been played on King's Own. I tackled Kenny Plummer in full flight and had broken my arm. Mike Rafter had broken his collarbone, and somebody's boot collided with David Sorrell's ear. And the three of us actually travelled to the hospital in the same ambulance. Yeah. I better not say who the boots belong to, but there we go. A lot of people will know.
Did your rugby take you anywhere else around the world, Fred?
Yeah, we were lucky really, because the Cornish tours were basically finished, and we went to America, and we're nearly a month in America, and it was quite. We were hosted out in America for the majority of the tour, so we were actually staying with the people who lived out, you know, mainly parents of players, basically. And I think the first stop, myself and John Dixad, there was no food, and the second stop was a beautiful house, two-story house with a lift. So was that, you know, and this couple owned a huge estate, rented out all the properties, and they just wanted to talk to us, but we couldn't answer because we were shoveling the food down as quick as we could because we hadn't seen food for a week. But you talk about relationships. We played when we the last sort of week and a half, we were in Chicago, and we played Chicago Lions and the Southwest, and a lot of the Chicago Lions lads actually play for the Southwest as well. It's a bit like Gloucester in the county, basically. And we were hosted, myself and Alan Brin, by a chap by the name of Tim Swift. Tim was a bachelor, living with four other bachelors in this big apartment. And they looked after us too well, basically. But they looked after us very well. Now, in September of last year, 2011, my wife and I, we went to Tim Swift's daughter's wedding in Washington, and we've stayed friends ever since that tour. So I just showed you, although he played on the wing, he's 6'4" and about 17 stone, but he played on the wing. But we've stayed friends ever since. He comes over and we go over there. That's the relationship of rugby, I suppose. And then following that, we went to Canada. And we played a fair few games around Canada, the last game being in Burlington, which is between Toronto and the Falls. And surprisingly enough, a lot of the members of the rugby club there are all Gloucester people who'd emigrated out to Canada, which was fantastic, really. And that was the day myself and Bob Clues threw our boots away. Mickey Burton was actually organising the trip, and he'd arranged for the Canadian Rugby Union. He was inviting a number of them to a dinner, Simpsons of the Strand, but Simpsons of the Strand in Toronto. And because myself and Bob was retiring, he invited myself and Bob to the dinner, which was very nice. So we finished off quite well, really.
Yeah, that's a good way to go out.
Good way to go out, yes, yes.
What other grounds, that you know, away grounds that you've played at, particularly stick in the memory for him? Were there places you particularly liked going?
Leicester was definitely one.
Because of the size of the crowd?
Size of the crowd, yes. I used to enjoy playing at Moseley. As I said, I played for Moseley once. But Moseley was a nice group. I think it was more the atmosphere of the teams we were playing against. Coventry was a good ground to go to Pontypool was another ground, Cardiff, Newport. The majority of the senior clubs is around, majority that's around now was good clubs to actually go. Bristol was another one. They were good, really good grounds to actually go to. The crowds were that little bit bigger. But the professionalism was there as well. Although it was an amateur game, the professionalism of running the club and things like that. Well, there's a great story of the Bristol game. One day, we got into trouble for pinching some fir trees from outside the clubhouse. And there was hell to play between Gloucester and the Bristol committees. And the following year, the next floodlit game came along. And we got down there early, like you would do, ready to warm up and everything, because Bristol had a nice gym on the side. You could actually train, you know, warm up in the gym and things like that. And one of these fir trees ended up in my front garden. So I took it with me. And when the floodlights went on, there was this little lone fir tree on the centre spot of Bristol Rugby Club.
Well, I hope they appreciated it.
I think they did in the end.
And what are the most cherished memories you have of your playing career, Fred? Particular highlights stand out?
The highlights, I would say, apart from being selected to play for Gloucester, which was a fantastic highlight. Every single time you got selected, it was like a new honour, really. Yeah. The day I sat on Jack Folk's knee in the scrum in that very first trial, that's a cherished memory, really. I think it's just every time you play, really. You get injured, you play. I fractured my sternum out here at King's Own. And played on the rest of the game. I couldn't run, I couldn't move, I just walked from scrum to scrum, struggled to get down the scrum to get the ball out, but that's the way you played the game. I mean, Tom Durkin in the medical room had a scoring sheet for players who had the most stitches in a season. And there's a great story with Keith Richardson, because Tom Durkin the one day said, I want everybody to have a tetanus jab. He said, oh yeah. So we all queued up. We had these tetanus jabs. He said, where's Keith Richardson? Keith Richardson, I don't want one. He said, well, you've got to have one. He said, no, I don't want one. And anyway, the doc stood in the doorway of the surgery. And as Keith went, the doc went straight through his leather coat into his arm and give him this tetanus jab. A typical doctor never feels pain.